We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miles, we've seen over the weekend a defacing of the McKinley Monument here, the Frederick Douglass statue in Rochester being torn down. In your mind, why are the people responsible for doing this?
Well, I think, for one, it's a distraction from the main issues that are at hand right now, which is the fact that we need police brutality to be addressed in our communities. We need criminal justice reform. We need to be able to educate our communities properly. We need proper communities actually built to service our community members properly. I think that's the real concern here. But, you know, when we talk about Frederick Douglass statue being defaced and broken and the Columbus statue in Buffalo, the McKinley Monument in Buffalo, they're apples and oranges, to start. You know, Frederick Douglass, he was a civil rights leader. You know, he was an abolitionist. His letters touched the hearts of millions of people, billions of people. McKinley, he's president of the United States. Obviously he played a role in the development and the history of this country. So they both play a role, in history here. But at the end of the day, like, neither one should be the focus of the movement that's going on right now, is to address the real issues that are concerning our community.
How much do you feel that these incidents may have been done a retaliation for the removal of Confederate statues all across the country?
I mean, to me, even the Confederate statues all over the country, yeah, it's symbolic in the sense of removing, like, the social component of it, but to me, we really need to focus on making real change in our communities and focus on police reform and focus on criminal justice reform so that we can really benefit our communities. Obviously, we have an issue with the way that history is taught in our country, and we will address that as well. But the main issue that we should be focusing on right now are those that are really plaguing us and that are killing killing young black and brown people all over the country.
That you felt this was a distraction from the real issues here. How well do you think that the issues have been addressed here in Western New York in the past couple of months?
I think we're starting to scratch the surface, and that's essentially what I'll equate that to, is we have some surface level change, but it's time to peel the layers back a bit further and go into some real systemic change that will benefit the community as a whole. One of the things that came about of the reforms that Byron Brown released to us is that he's now going to post the Buffalo Police policy on excessive force. That's not something that is going to help us solve the problem of police being brutal. So when it comes to real change, real reform, we need to be having a police oversight committee in place that can actually have the ability to fire police officers. And it's not to say that we need to go through the city and start firing police officers all over the place, but when we see issues happening, like what happened with Quentin Suttles, there should be no reason we're waiting 6 weeks to see that video, the body cam footage from those police officers. That should have been made available within 24 hours, right? We need immediate access to that. In addition to that, some of the other things that are really plaguing our community is the amount of time that our police officers are spending in court, the amount of time that our police officers are spending in overtime. If our police officers weren't working so much, maybe there wouldn't be some of the mistakes that are being made. And it's not to say that, I think I'll end on that point. I think one of the things that we need to be looking at as a community is how we're going to actually defund the police department. As a nation, I think that these are real goals and real aspirations that are becoming attained in places all over the country at this point. And it's a real goal that we can attain here in Buffalo. And we need to understand that defund the police does not mean abolish the police department. However, we should be taking that money out of the police department, out of the criminal justice system, and putting it back into our community so we can actually make real change on the ground so that we don't have to have lawyers and judges and district attorneys making the decisions on the lives of our Black and brown children. We can be doing that as they're growing, as they're getting involved in the arts programs, as they're getting involved in parks and recreation, as they're getting involved with football teams. That's one of the things that Dominique Calhoun, who runs the Coalition of Concerned Citizens, she develops football teams in Buffalo. She purchases with her own money helmets and football gear so that young Black boys can play football in the city of Buffalo, and that is a preventative program that stops them from being on the streets, that stops them from committing crimes. You know, this is a two-part issue. We want to address police brutality, we want to address criminal justice reform, and we want to fix our communities too. So taking some of that money out of the police department and putting it back into the communities itself, I think we need to start taking a serious look at how we're going to do that. And with some of the great minds in Buffalo, I think you're going to see some things coming out in the next week or two that will really highlight how we can accomplish it as a community, and then do it together and set the tone for the rest of the nation on how we can work together and build a bigger and better community.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.